Blog Talk Radio.
New direction.
protection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
habrá alguien que pueda adorar a Dios en esta noche, aunque aún no puede ver su milagro. Is there somebody in this house that can worship God in anticipation for what He is about to do? Habrá alguien en esta casa que sabe que su Dios está obrando en el silencio. That you know that your God is operating in the silence. There where nobody can see you. There where nobody believes in you. Allí es donde Dios está obrando. Levanta tus manos en este lugar. Levanta tus manos en fe en este lugar. Porque no andamos por vista. Andamos por fe. ¿Por qué no cantas conmigo en esta hora? Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás obrando. Siempre estás, déjame oír tu voz. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Vamos. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Lo declaramos. Siempre estás, siempre estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Aunque no pueda ver, estás obrando. Siempre estás, siempre estás obrando.
Amen, amen, amen. He is the eternal way maker. No way we can make a way. No way, but Jesus made a way. Amen. Praise God. Shalom. Welcome to the Lord's hour, everybody, in the chat room and by phone and by Skype and Facebook. Praise God that we can come together in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That we can come and rest and relax and be refreshed and strengthened by the Lord. what he wants for you, his children, that he wants to lift you up and strengthen you and to watch over and protect you and guide you. Understand that all we're going through and facing is bringing us closer to our God and our King. Understanding that we're learning that we depend upon him and abide in him. That not in the ways of men, and not in the ways of religion, not in the ways of government, not in the ways of fallen man for sure, and definitely not in the ways of the fallen one, Satan, but stand up in the mighty name of Jesus and understand that in the times we live, we are to rise up in Jesus. Hallelujah. Well, bless each one of you. I thank God for you. We welcome Ruth of Joseph, a new guy here. Praise God. Bless you, brother. Glad you joined us. You're welcome here. And we come together to lift up the name of Jesus, to come together for fellowship and to worship and praise and to hear his word and to pray. Oh, there's many things to be praying about, many things to be praying about. And thank God for each one of you, Sis Connie and Brother Will and Sis Jeanette coming in now. Oh, praise God. And everybody's phone, thank God for y'all. It blesses me to see what God is doing in your life. Hallelujah. Thank God. Well, brothers and sisters, we have much to be praying about, and thank God we're in the Lord's hand and that he's watching over us, and we don't depend upon this lost world and the things they're doing. I pray that many others would wake up and see the truth, and that the Lord would take off the blinders from their eyes and open their ears, their spiritual blinders of their eyes and ears, and hear the truth and come to Jesus. He's the only way. He's the only answer. He's the only truth and life. There is no other answer. There is no other way. God has made it simple, but we need him. We need him. And understand, you have a holy and righteous God, but you have a loving, merciful God too, that his arms are wide open right now as we're in this time of grace, the time of God extending his blessing in favor. Oh, Father, we thank you and praise you for your love. Lord, we pray that you make a way for Brother Joseph to be able to come back in, Lord, that he came. I pray you make a way that he's able to stay in the chat room like many others dealing with things in the electronics and everywhere are dealing with more and more, it seems like, little quirks or problems or whatever you want to call it. It's happening, but you're greater. And, Father, you'll make a way for others to be able to come into the chat room and be in the fellowship. We as a body of Christ together, that you make a way, Father. And we thank God for each one, Lord, and everyone that comes here. We're very grateful for this night, Father. Understand what love you have for us. It's absolutely amazing. I'm very grateful for this night and this time. We just honor and praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Brothers, sisters, we need to be praying for praying for our nation. Oh, your internet is very slow. Well, we pray that the Lord speeds up your internet and gives you more, what is it, more bytes or more gigabytes. That's it. More gigabytes, more power, his power to power up your internet in the name of Jesus. These kind of things are happening everywhere. I saw glitches and different brothers, sisters, when they're bringing the message and their screens and everything else. Yes, the enemy doesn't want the truth to go out, but God makes a way, and that we'll keep sharing it, keep sharing the truth, his word, and understanding who Christ is, and he's coming. And that's the message he's put on our hearts, and understand that we are to trust him. And not the ways of men, for sure. Be very wise and discerning of trusting any man. I mean, God. I mean, Christ didn't trust anybody when he was, didn't trust any man when he was here. He was looking to the Father because he knows our nature. But God has changed. You know, he has changed us. We are more Christ-like. And pray to God that we can trust each other and that we can be there for each other and love each other because that's our new nature. That's who we are in Christ, and that be concerned for one another and pray for one another. Glory to God. Amen. Well, what I was getting to is that what the with the old Biden administration, what they're doing in talking about you know, trying to divide Israel's land, trying to keep them from building on their own land, and all the other things that are happening. And God's going to frown on it. He's sitting there trying to put up a consulate for the enemies of Israel in God's city, on God's land. That man better wake up, or he's going to face Almighty God. You don't want to be fighting against God. And God holds the leaders accountable. And the leaders need to, whatever godly leaders are, need to get on their knees and pray. And we pray for them, because it's going to bring what it says. I will bless those who bless Israel, but I will curse, utterly destroy those who curse Israel in trying to bring their destruction. And we know the word of God says it's going to happen. For sure, we need to be praying, brothers and sisters, that people without Jesus are in a very dangerous situation that we live now, very desperate and urgent times that we live. Yes, in the name of Jesus, you're right, sis. And we know who the puppet strings, you know, we've talked about, and I call him old Biden, but even one, even more than that, is Satan himself. He has influence and control over anyone that is lost in their sin. Understand that. In the fallen nature, he has a piece of it. He really does. Hallelujah. We have been freed from that. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But anyway, that was the one of the things. And then, of course, all the volcanoes and earthquakes and everything else is exciting to see people standing up still and trying to keep in the ways that this nation was built on, as what we saw happen in Virginia. But the other thing is all the people saying no to this viper, to this jab, and the things that we understand and what's behind it. And listen to a lady today, we shouldn't have much to do with any of the kind of pharmaceuticals or anything, because she said many of them, medium have fetal parts or whatever in it. God have mercy. Why they have that fetal stuff, I don't know, of aborted babies in pharmacies, you know, God, I mean, pharmaceuticals and medicines. It's sad, because it's all about money. It's all about whatever they're doing with the genes and all that stuff. I don't know anymore. I know it's evil overall. Better to trust the Lord. That's for sure in the days we live. He is our Savior. He is our Redeemer. He is our Deliverer. And he is our Healer. And we need to believe and trust him. Yes, sis, that's true. All of it is evil. But understand this. God is greater than anything of the enemy. You, as born-again believers, the things of the enemy cannot penetrate your spirit. You are a born again, believer, son and daughter of the Most High God. And I pray that you have godly sense not to take the viper. But if you have, God is greater than that too. Understand, it is the eternal you that is, you are eternal like Christ. I mean, by faith already, you have been changed. Jesus said you have been taken from death and brought into life. Now, we have the physical situation going on, you know, that could be consequences from taking this. We've seen it. We've seen it even in our own family, God of mercy. But spiritual is what matters, praise God. They can't touch you in your spirit. I mean, there's no room for anything of the devil with the Holy Spirit in you. Do you understand that? I pray you do. God makes you who you are. Jesus makes us who we are. Anybody thinking that we make ourselves who we are? No way. We're not capable. Only thing God has asked us to do is to believe and trust him. He's got it. We need to believe and trust him and humble ourselves and do what he asks us to do. And hallelujah, if we don't, say, forgive me, Lord, and get back up and get going again. It's time to rise up. Rise up in truth. Rise up in righteousness. Rise up in the liberty, in the freedom that God has given us. Not the government, but God Almighty. He gave us free will and gave us freedom and liberty through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 John 4:4. For greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Amen, sis. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord will protect you. Hallelujah. I pray that God has given you says not to take this stuff. By all that's being said, let's research it yourself. If you have any questions, and understand it is not the mark of the beast, because we are in not. We are not in the tribulation. And the other thing about the mark of the beast is the finality of you choosing to worship and serve Satan and reject the living God and the Savior, Jesus Christ. That's what it's all about. Only thing about the mark is to brand you as a slave and the servant of hell forever. God have mercy. We don't want anybody to do that, but we know it's going to happen. But now, this is not good either. Don't you all understand the things of this world and world systems of the enemy? And that we are to stand for truth and trust Jesus. Whatever you face, you're not alone. He's with you. He'll watch over you. He'll protect you and provide for you. We have to believe him and his word. This is why we're in the situation, what we're going through. What's bringing it all is because of sin. And bringing it all is because of the things that are written in God's word and the truth and the prophetic things will come to pass. But through it, we are to grow and mature. We are to understand of our brothers and sisters from the early church to now and what they have faced and going through. I was hearing today as they're talking about Voices of the Martyr and how many of our brothers and sisters are facing persecution, prison, and death. 340 million brothers and sisters in Christ around the world. And we would pray, intercede for them. They're calling for us to do that. November 7th. Hallelujah, we'll do it tonight. That we are to remember and identify with them of what they're going through and some of the things that we're going through. They pray for us. The story you're hearing, testimonies, how the people in China and all they face and go through, and they're praying for our nation. Many pray for our nation because we're the only last beam of light in this world for freedom. It's amazing what they're going through, but they find time to pray for us, and we should pray for them as God leads, the Holy Spirit leads us. Amen. Well, bless each one. Amen. That's right, sis. It's all setting up. You're right, sis. It's all setting up. It is conditioning. It is, you know, people fall right in line if they don't know the truth. Only we can do is be messengers and servants. God is the one that touches hearts, and it's their decision, each person, if they believe him and trust him and embrace him, or God have mercy, reject him and receive the other one. Lord have mercy. Not a place we really want to be. Anyone, I mean, we don't want anybody to be, but we know where it's at, but we are still supposed to share the truth. And we're supposed to stand and let our light shine and see that our life is different because of what God has done. To see that our lives are different because we are different by our faith in Jesus and by the power of the Holy Spirit. Jesus, the living word of God, has changed us. Ephesians 6:18, with all prayer and petition, pray with specific requests at all times, on every occasion and every season, in the Spirit. And with this in view, stay alert with all perseverance and petition, interceding in prayer for all of God's people. Thank you, sis. Perfect word as we speak. Thank you, Lord. Remind us what we should be doing. Understand how important it really is. That is not a suggestion. It's a command from the Lord. A command from the Lord that Jesus prayed all the time. Would be up at night and go alone and be with his Father and just, you know, have a conversation. That's what prayer is. We are in relationship. Remember that we're in relationship with Jesus, with the Father and the Holy Spirit. Everything of God. It's part of our life and character and nature now. We should want to. And of course, we have many distractions and things in this world and so many things. That's what did I hear one time? They wanted to be, how the Romans kept the people. You know how the Romans kept the people? I heard this. Thank you, Lord. How the Romans kept the people in line? They would be happy. Food on the table and entertainment. Food on the table and entertainment. even if it was a place of things like the gladiator, or even if it was a place to watch the Christians die. Food and entertainment. Boy, that sounds a lot like our world, doesn't it? It really does. Life is more than that. Life is much more than that. And this life is very short. This is just like a vapor of smoke. The real life is ahead. And that's why we're here, to share the truth of God's word and understand that eternity is ahead. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Are you trusting Jesus to take you there into eternity, believing and trusting in him and what he has done? Hallelujah. Well, bless each one of you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, let's pray and get started tonight. Thank God. Father, we thank you and honor you tonight. We thank you for what you're doing within our lives. We thank you for how much you love us, Lord, that we're humble before you, Father, and depend upon you. Lord, I pray you help us to learn to God, to believe and trust you as you lead and guide us by the Holy Spirit, that we would abide in you and have time for you, Lord. Understand the relationship and be looking for you, watching and praying. Understand how much we need you in these days. Lord, we pray now that you would watch over the Lord's hour and everyone here in the chat room and by phone, Skype, or Facebook. Watch over the computers, electronics. We pray against the enemy in the name of Jesus and by the power of your shed blood, applied blood over us, glory to God. We're very grateful, Lord. Thank God for each one here. We thank you, Lord, for the anointing of the Holy Spirit to serve and honor you and bring forth the message, to bring forth praise and worship, and to pray and intercede for our brothers and sisters. And Lord, that we need you so much, each of us in our lives now, and how much more do we need each other, that we're here for each other and to pray and serve as the Lord leads. We're very grateful. We honor and praise you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Well, praise God. Tonight, the first song is based on these scriptures. Praise God. Hallelujah. Psalm 21, verse 13 says, "Be exalted, Lord, in your strength. We will sing and praise you and praise your power," praise God. Psalm 44, verse 8, "In God we have boasted all the day long," hallelujah, "and we will praise and give thanks to you, your name forever," amen, praise God. And Psalm 49, "Though while he lives, he counts himself happy and prosperous, and though people praise you, and when you do well for yourself," praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. That one, I think that was, looks like one, that one out of the message about praise yourself. No, we don't want that place. Psalm 75, 1. "We give thanks and praise you, O God. We give thanks for your wonderful works. Declare that your name is near. People declare your wonders." Hallelujah. Psalm 79, verse 13. "So we, your people, and the sheep of your pasture will give you thanks forever. We will declare and publish your praise from generation to generation." Amen. Glory to God. We praise you. Hallelujah. Amen. Worship. Praise the Lord. Praise be your weapon, the enemy. Let praise be a weapon that conquers all anxiety. Let it rise. Let praise arise. Hallelujah. Your name in the dark and it changes everything. We sing all you are and claim your victory. Let it rise. Let praise arise. We sing your breakdown every wall. We've watched a giant fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. The great creation God, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we see the psalmist from the raging sea. Let faith be the song that calms the storms inside of me. Let it rise. Let faith arise. Let it rise. Come on. We'll see you break down every wall. We'll watch the giant fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthroughs on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation cry, God, we praise you. Oh, 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 we praise you. Oh, 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 we praise you. Oh, 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 we praise you. Oh, 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 we praise you. Hallelujah now. This is what it's all about. Glory. But living looks like this is what freedom feels like. This is heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. This is what living looks like. This is what freedom feels like. This is what heaven sounds like. We praise you. We praise you. We'll see you break down every wall. Watch the giant fall. Fear cannot survive when we praise you. The God of breakthrough on our side. Forever lift him high. With all creation, God, we praise you. Oh, 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 oh. We praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, we praise you. Oh, in all your praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give him all the praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, sis. You want to come and continue the worship and praise tonight? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I pray that each of y'all have had a good week and understand how much God loves you and he's with you. He said, I'll never leave you or forsake you. Hallelujah. There's Sis Erica. Hallelujah. Bless you, sis. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, there she is. Hi, sis.
Hi, brother.
Praise God, huh?
Praise the Lord.
Hey, man, we're going to rejoice. We're going to rejoice and enjoy the praise and worship and focus on our glorious Lord that is victorious and mighty. tonight. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
All right.
For he inhabits the praises of his people.
Amen. I believe the Holy Spirit gets excited inside us. It makes us move sometimes and rejoice and cry and all kinds of different things. You know what?
Amen. Okay.
All right. You go ahead, sis.
Okay. Praise you in this storm.
I was sure by now that you would have returned. You wipe away the tears, even to save the day. But once again, I say amen, and it's still raining. As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm with you. And as your mercy falls, I raise my hand, I praise the God you give and take away. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my hand, for you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, behold in your hand, you never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. I remember when, down all in the wind, you heard my cry to you and raised me up again. My strength is almost gone. How can I carry on if I can't find you? As the thunder rolls, I barely hear you whisper through the rain. I'm with you. As the mercy falls, I raise my hand, I praise the God he gives and takes away. And I praise you in this storm, and I will lift my hand, for you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in this storm. I lift my eyes into the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I lift my eyes unto the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. I praise you in the storm, and I will lift my head. For you are who you are, no matter where I am. And every tear I cry, you hold in your hand. You never left my side, and though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm. And though my heart is torn, I will praise you in the storm.
Thank you.
more than you. He says he's coming soon. Call back the sinner, wake up the saint. Let every nation shout of your fame. Jesus is coming soon. Like a bride waiting for a groom, will be a church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, keep us so close. Lord Jesus, even so come, Lord Jesus, there will be justice, all will be new, your name forever, faithful and true. Jesus is coming soon. Oh, like a bride waiting for a groom, will be in church ready for you. Every heart longing for our King, we sing, he was so good, Lord Jesus. Even so, God, Lord Jesus, do we wait for you. Lord, we wait, you're coming soon. Yes, we wait.
Lord, and we want to go home, for it is your word and your promise to all who believe and trust you. Hallelujah, Lord. We're grateful. We're grateful. Amen, sis.
Amen.
Well, bless you, sis. Thank you for sharing your heart in the worship and praise, and we continue tonight to honor and praise him and to seek out his word empowered by the Holy Spirit, because that's the only way we know
Amen.
The truth, that the Holy Spirit reveals it. And I'll get with you toward the end of this, the special song that God's put on your heart to finish up tonight. Amen.
Okay. Thank you, brother.
Thank you, sir.
See ya.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Well, praise God. Tonight, brothers and sisters, the Lord wants us to do something. Because what he has done in our lives, that this should be happening in our lives, and that we don't do it ourselves. But he has done it within us. What we have to do is trust and believe him. Rise up in Jesus Christ for such a time as this. Shalom, brothers and sisters in Christ. Grace, mercy, and love from our Heavenly Father, our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Seeking the Lord Jesus for a message in these times and seasons of his return to take us all home. What a message. What message do you have for us, Lord? He said, it is time to rise up through him. You cannot do it in your own strength and in your own way. It's only through Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and life. The only way to rise up is by the one that is the resurrection and life. Amen? To wake up each and every day to live and stand for him and for the truth and righteousness of God. We have to, brothers and sisters, in our homes, in our jobs, even in our churches. The only way we can, without our Savior, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit who lives in us, we can not rise up now or for all eternity. We need him. Amen? For such a time as this, we all need to be awake in the Spirit and rise up and stand and serve the Lord Jesus right now. Let's look. 13, 8 through 14. Hallelujah. For such a time as this. As Paul's talking to the Romans in their day, sort of modeled after our country, now especially. And as the Holy Spirit is saying to us, Romans 13, 8 through 14, owe nothing to anyone except to love and seek the best for one another. For he who unselfishly loves his neighbor has fulfilled the essence of the law relating to one's fellow man. The commandment, glory to God, the word of God, you shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. Any other commandment are summed up in this statement. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. It never hurts anyone. Therefore, unselfish love is the fulfillment of the law. Who was the one that had the most unselfish love and that he has fulfilled the law and the prophets? It's our Savior, Jesus Christ. We weren't able to. He was. Praise God that he did. And that's what we trust and believe and have faith in. Do this, knowing that this is a critical time. It is already an hour for you to awaken from your sleep, your spiritual complacency for our salvation. The total part of it, the redemption, hallelujah, this body will be changed, glory to God. For our salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed in Christ. The night, this present evil age is almost gone, and the day of Christ's return is almost here. So let us fling away the works of darkness and put on the full armor of light. Let us conduct ourselves properly and honorably, as in the light of day, not in carousing and drunkenness, not in sexual promiscuity or irresponsibility, not in quarreling and jealousy, but clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for, not even think about gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desires, sinful desires. Hallelujah. This goes right into more than what it is, not just doing the act, but even thinking it. No way we're capable. No way we're capable of doing this without the Lord. No way we're capable of doing it without the Holy Spirit. He makes us who we are, brothers and sisters. And we'll be totally complete on the day of redemption. The final consequences of all our sin and flesh, God makes it happen. Glory to his name. So when you're sleeping and the morning comes, what do? You rise up and you get up and you get moving, right? Well, for us, as born-again believers, the same is true in the spirit. No time to slumber or sleep, but be wide awake and alert in this critical time. Amen? Apostle Paul tells us many things to do inspired by the Holy Spirit. These are not suggestions, but commands. The only way we can do all these things to rise up and serve the Lord Jesus is verse 14. But clothe yourselves with the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for not even think about gratifying the flesh in regard to its improper desires. Hallelujah. He gives us garments of salvation and the robes of righteousness. Remember when we're talking about these things, not the physical, not the mortal and flesh, but your spirit, the eternal you. That's what Christ has done in your life. Hallelujah. This is the only way we can rise up and stand for him is through him and the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So what is the definition of rise up? To cause, to rise. To cause, to rise. An act or instant of rising. Oh, hallelujah. What does that sound like to you? Sound like the resurrection rapture, don't it? Sound like rising from the dead, glory to God. Oh, hallelujah. To what Jesus Christ has done in our lives. Let's look. Oh, hallelujah. Know the truth of God's word. Not what man says, but what the word of God says. John 11, 17 through 46. So when Jesus arrived, he found that Lazarus had already been in the tomb for 4 days. Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles away. And many of the Jews had come to see Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning the loss of their brother. So when Martha heard that Jesus was coming, she went to meet him, while Mary remained sitting in the house. Isn't that interesting, the change there? The last time was Martha so busy and doing everything, and Mary was at Jesus' feet, or she was listening and being with him. She had learned what the Lord said, what's more important. Then Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would have not died. They have faith. They believe. Even now, listen to the faith here. This is what the Lord wants from us. Even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. Hallelujah. Jesus told her, praise God. Your brother will rise from the dead. He's able. Victory over death and hell and the grave, praise God. Martha replied, I know he will rise from the dead in the resurrection of the last day. Jesus said to her, glory to God, understand this, each one of you personally. Understand who he is to you. I am the resurrection and life. Whoever believes in and adheres to, trusts and relies on me as Savior will live even if he dies physically. And everyone who lives and believes in me as Savior will never die. Oh, hallelujah. Do you hear that truth? Do you understand how much God loves you? Hallelujah. Do you believe this? Hallelujah. Praise God that we do. She said to him, yes, Lord, I have believed and continue to believe that you are the Christ, the Messiah, the Anointed, the Son of God. She knew it. How'd she know it? The Father revealed it to her by the Spirit, who was destined and promised to come into the world. It is for you that the world has waited. Hallelujah. The world needs to be looking for him now. They need to know him personally now. They need to know him as Savior before they know him as Judge. After she said this, she left and called her sister Mary, privately whispering to her, the teacher is here. He's asking for you. And when she heard this, she got up quickly and went to him. Boy, they knew where to go, didn't they? They knew how to trust, didn't they? They knew the only one that had hope, who would bring life, who was greater than even death, the thing that everybody feared. Now, Jesus had not yet entered the village, but was still at the place where Martha had met him. So when the Jews who were with her in the house comforting her saw how quickly Mary got up and left, they followed her, assuming that she's going to the tomb to weep there. When Mary came to the place where Jesus was and saw him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. When Jesus saw her sobbing, and the Jews had come with her also sobbing, he was deeply moved in the spirit to the point of anger at the sorrow caused by death. Now, you don't understand how much God hates death and what he did and what he went through, that you would not face this. That's not this, you know, the physical death, the one that is even more greater than that, what he has done is defeated and conquered. Spiritual death, hallelujah. That's the important one. Death, and was troubled and said, where have you laid him? They said, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, see how he loved him as a close friend? But some of them said, oh, you always got the namesayers, don't you? You always got the scoffers and mockers, whatever, because of it is the nature of man, fallen man. Could not this man have opened the blind eyes, have kept this man from dying? They don't see the whole picture, and neither do us. Neither do we. We look through a mirror dimly. We couldn't handle everything. God only reveals what we need to know. So Jesus, again, deeply moved within to the point of anger. Oh, praise the name. Holy anger against evil and death and hell and Satan. Approached the tomb. It was a cave, and a boulder was lying against it to cover the entrance. Jesus said, take away the stone. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, Lord, by this time, they'll be in the offensive odor. Oh, yeah, there's a stench. Stench of death. Like the walking dead without Jesus. For he has been dead for 4 days. It is hopeless. Remember her faith ahead of this? And look what happened. Jesus said to her, did I not say to you that if you believe in me, you will see the glory of God, the expression of his excellency, his excellence? So they took away the stone. And Jesus raised his eyes toward heaven and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me. I knew that you always hear me and listen to me. But I have said this because of the people standing around, so that they may believe that you have sent me and that you have made me your representative. What do we call as believers now? Ambassadors for Christ. You have been called. You have answered the call. Now you're chosen to serve and honor your Father in heaven. Hallelujah. I know that you always hear me and listen to me, but I have said this because the people stand, excuse me, let me go on, verse 43. When he had said this, he shouted with a loud voice, Lazarus, come out, a command of Almighty God, the Creator, the one that made life out of dust. Oh, yes, understand who your God is. Compared to everything that's going on in this world, even your own self, God is greater. Out came the man who'd been dead, his hands and feet tightly wrapped in burial cloth, linen strips, with the burial cloth around his face. Jesus said to him, unwrap him and release him. Hallelujah. He is greater than death. He is the resurrection and life. Hallelujah. So then, many of the Jews had come to be with Mary. And who were eyewitnesses to what Jesus had done believed in him. But here's the other crowd. But some of them went to the Pharisees and told them what Jesus had done. The old tattletale. So look closely. Lazarus is a picture of us who were born into sin and faced death. That the resurrection and life, Jesus Christ, comes into our life. We rise up to new life. That the burial cloth we were wrapped in because of our sin have been taken off and away. Unwrap him and release him. The same for each of us, brothers and sisters. You are a new creation in Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's look. This is who you are in Christ. 2 Corinthians 5, 16 through 19. The first verse talks about knowing Christ by a human point of view, by a religious point of view. And the rest of it talks about the way you have to know Christ by God's way and point of view. 2 Corinthians 5, 16, 19, personally. So from now on, we regard no one from a human point of view according to worldly standards and values. Boy, wouldn't this world be a lot better place? We didn't do that. Though we have known Christ from a human point of view, we no longer know him this way, praise God. The truth has been revealed to us, brothers and sisters. This is who you are. You are not the walking dead. You're a new creation and raised up to the life, new life of God. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, anyone in Christ, that is, grafted in, joined to him by faith in him as Savior, he is a new creature. reborn and renewed by the Holy Spirit. The old thing, the previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. You're not the same anymore, brothers and sisters. Oh, hallelujah, you're not. You are sons and daughters of the Most High God. Praise his name. What he has done in your life and what he's made you to be. Behold, new things have come because spiritual awakening brings new life. But all these things are from God. But all these things are from God. Not us, but God. Understand who makes you, who you are for salvation and prepared for the rapture. The living God, not us, who reconciled us to himself to be able to rise up, hallelujah, through Christ, making us acceptable to him, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation so that our example might bring others to him. That's what we've been called to do. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, every man, woman, and child. Understand how great God's love is, how great God's power is. What was he doing? Listen to the truth of God's word. Counting people's sins against them, but counseling them, past, present, and future. That's the truth of the word of God. Jesus said it is finished. Hallelujah. He's covered it. Glory to God. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. That is restoration to the favor of God, not the curse because of our sin, but the favor of God's blessings and favor. Oh, hallelujah. You are a new creation, a new person. Now, you're not the same anymore. God has raised you up to be a true child and servant of the Lord Jesus as we live and breathe now. The old life and person is dead. And you, as God's child in Christ, have been risen to new life. Hallelujah. Amen. The burial cloths are gone. And you have been released from the prison of death and sin to praise the Lord and serve and obey him. Hallelujah. You have been set free. You have life and purpose now. Amen. That purpose now, the time we are in, is to let your bright light and life shine for Jesus. Amen. So by God's word, we will seek and study about rising up for Jesus. Amen. Exodus 33, verse 10. When all the people saw the pillar of cloud standing at the tent door, and all the people would rise and worship each at his tent door. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. In the time of Exodus, the people would have to see to believe. But for us, brothers and sisters, we are to praise and worship God in spirit and truth. Amen? The very life and glory of God lives in us. Amen? Let's look. John 4, 23 through 24. But a time is coming and is already here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, from the heart, the inner self, the real you, the eternal you, and in truth. For the Father seeks such people to be worshipers. God is spirit, the source of life. Thank you, Lord. Yet invisible to mankind. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. True worshipers will worship the Father in spirit, from the heart to the inner self, and in truth. For the Father seeks such people to be his worshipers. Amen. To everyone out there listening tonight or in the archives, what makes you get up, rise up to worship and praise God? I pray it is not a ritual or duty of your flesh. Lip service, the Lord Jesus called it. But it is from your heart, your inner self. Amen? Hallelujah. God knows who's real. He knows who's his and who are not. This is the only kind of worship that will be heard and accepted by our Father in heaven. Amen? Psalm 77, verse 1. Comfort in trouble from recalling God's mighty deeds is the caption for this. My voice rises to God, and I cry aloud. My voice rises to God, and he will hear me. I pray you have that kind of faith. We need to be doing this for such a time as this, to let our voices rise up. What is truly in our hearts? To rise up to our God and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? When you do know this, for sure, he does hear us because he loves us. Amen? No way, no, that he shall not cast you out. Amen? Know the truth of God's word. Psalm 119, verse 147. I will rise before dawn and cry in prayer for help. Oh, we better, huh? I wait for your word. Hallelujah. Who is the living word of God, our glorious Savior? This we should be doing each and every day as we start our day. To rise before dawn and cry in prayer for help and kindness. Amen. Oh, bless you, brother Joseph, brother Rusev Joseph. Bless you, brother. Welcome back. Pray that God made a way you be able to come back. Isaiah 40, verse 31. But those who wait for the Lord, who expect, oh, hallelujah now. Do you expect? Look for? Thank you, Jesus. Look for and hope in him will gain new strength and renew their power. They will lift up their wings and rise up close to God like eagles rising toward the sun. They will run and not become weary. They will walk and not grow tired. For those who wait for the Lord, number one, who expect, look for, and hope in him, amen. Number two, will gain new strength, amen. Number three, renew their power, amen. Number four, rise up close to God, amen. And number five, they will walk and not grow tired. Amen. Because of God's blessing and favor, which is his grace, we can do this. And we'll do this as we live now and for all eternity too. Amen. John 20, verse 8. So the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, went in too, and he saw the wrappings and the face cloth and believed without any doubt that Jesus had risen from the dead. This is a truth and a picture for us to build our faith in the true living God. He has risen, and the wrappings, the burial cloth, are laying there in the tomb. But he has risen from the dead. He has risen from our sin and spiritual death. We can live and rise because he is alive and has conquered sin, death, hell, the grave, and the fallen one too, Satan. Amen. Glory to his name. Glory to the Lord. Hallelujah. Victorious over death, over the consequences of our sin forever. Romans 5:8-11 says, but God clearly shows and proves his own love for us by the fact that while we were still what? Sinners, lost, dead, Christ died for us. Praise God. Therefore, since now been justified, declared free of the guilt of sin, his blood, how much more certain is that? We will be saved from the wrath of God through him? Oh, praise God, yes. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. It is more, it is much more certain, having been reconciled, that we will be saved from the consequences of sin, which is death and hell and the grave forever. By his life, that is, we will be saved because Christ lives today. He brought the words of life. And he is eternal life. Not only that, but we also rejoice in God, rejoicing in his love, in perfection, through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received and enjoy our reconciliation with God. Isn't that awesome? There's a spot right in my glass. Hang on. Making it blurry. There you go. Verse 10. Verse 10 says it very well. For while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his son. It is much more certain, having been reconciled, that we will be saved from the consequences of sin by his life. That is, we will be saved because Christ lives today. Now that is the eternal truth and promise of God. Amen. So let's all rise up and live for him now. Amen. Hallelujah. That the Christ, the Messiah, the anointed, was to suffer, and that he being the first to rise from the dead with an incorruptible body, became the light of salvation. Did I jump a page? Oh, excuse me. Acts 26, verse 23. I didn't see the reference. That the Christ, the Messiah and anointed, was to suffer, and that he, by being the first to rise from the dead with his incorruptible body, would proclaim life, salvation, both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. That covers all. That covers everyone. Hallelujah. That he, by being the first to rise from the dead, that all who believe in him will rise up too when he comes. Those who sleep or who remain alive now. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15, 42-45. I thought this was very powerful. So it is, with the resurrection of the dead, the human body that is sown is perishable and mortal. It is raised imperishable and immortal. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in strength. It is sown a natural body, mortal and suited to earth. It is raised a spiritual body, immortal, suited to heaven. As surely as there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Oh, hallelujah. Remember, flesh and blood does not enter the kingdom of God. Everything about this corruptible flesh and anything of the consequences of sin or anything does not enter the kingdom of God. You will be changed in an instant, in a twink of an eye. You will be resurrected and glorified. This is what Paul was talking about. Hallelujah. What God will do. The contrast here is very clear. The human body, which is flesh and made suited for this world, will be transformed. We as believers in the flesh and mortal body have already been changed in our inner self. Amen? But this is talking about the fulfillment of our redemption through Christ and the Holy Spirit. The day of redemption, the resurrection, rapture. Amen? The final fulfillment of our redemption. A new body. Glory to God. Be like Christ. Glory to the Lord forever. He's made it possible. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Number one, the human body is sown, is perishable and mortal. It is raised imperishable and immortal. Amen. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. Amen. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in strength. Amen. It is sown in natural body, more immortal, suited to the earth. It is raised a spiritual body, immortal, suited to heaven. Amen. As surely as there is a physical body, there is also a spiritual body. Amen. Man, man's things, Satan, and all the hordes of hell cannot touch your spirit. Hallelujah. Understand that. That you are born again, you are made alive, and this inner self of you has been changed and have been made eternal forever. That's the truth of God's word. All because of God's love, mercy, and grace that he has given us, his very life, power, and character by our faith in his son, Jesus Christ, that has been, this has happened by faith. But the Lord Jesus wants us to know this will be the final part of our redemption, our body so soon. Rise up to new life in Christ and fly away to heaven to be with him soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Isaiah 61, verse 10, a very powerful scripture. Isaiah knew we should too. We have the Spirit of God in us. I rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exalt in my God. We ought to. You understand what he's truly done in our life. For he has clothed me with a garment of salvation. How long? Forever. He has covered me with the robes of righteousness. How long? Forever. As a bridegroom puts on a turban, bridegroom puts on the turban, yes, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. Hallelujah. That's talking about the wedding supper. Glory to God. Exciting times. Thank you, sis. Amen, sis, forever. That's right. Our God's eternal. And everything about him is eternal, praise God. I think we're getting a hold of that. That should really bring peace and hope in your life. 1 Thessalonians 4:14-18. the truth of the word of God. Listen to what the Lord says. Not man, but God. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, as in fact he did, even so God, in the same way, by raising them from the dead, will bring with him those believers, all born-again believers, who have fallen asleep in Jesus. That's the key. For we say this to you by the Lord's own word, that we are still alive and remain until the coming of the Lord, will in no way proceed into his presence those believers. Those believers. God has made you ready and prepared for this. He calls you very special people. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. God keeps his words and promises. Not based performance in your life, but you're standing in Christ. Understand that. None of us are perfect until we are resurrected and glorified totally. So we do still deal with this flesh. The Word of God says it clearly. Paul spoke about it in Romans 7. Paul spoke about it in Galatians 5. Hallelujah. Thank God for Jesus. The Apostle John spoke about it in 1 John 1 and 1 John 2. Understand how much we need Christ. He makes us who we are. Know this truth and be at peace. If you're God's child, he's coming for you when he comes. Hallelujah. God have mercy. God have mercy. People saying any different. Remain and come in the Lord and no way proceed those believers who have fallen asleep in death. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven and with a shout of command, with the voice of the archangel, glory to his name, and with the blast of the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain on the earth will simultaneously be caught up, raptured together with them, the resurrected ones, hallelujah, in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we'll always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort and encourage one another with these words concerning our reunion with believers who have died. All believers, all born-again believers, your sons and daughters of God, he's not going to leave one of you here. You have not been appointed to wrath. You've been appointed to go to heaven by the truth of God's word. Understand that. Thank you, Jesus. For we that believe, I don't want to put the is in there. For we believe that Jesus died and rose again for us, as in fact he did, that we will rise up when he comes for us. Amen. It's what the Lord wants you to know and be at peace and have comfort. Glory to his name. Amen, sis. Praise God. He never gets old. What a truth and promise to all who believe and trust in Jesus and born again. This is for us and will, in fact, happen. Amen? It should give us all comfort and peace, even when the world seems more and more darker and evil. But God, we can rise up now, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus to shine his light and truth. Amen? 2 Corinthians 5, 1 through 6. Hallelujah. For we know that the earthly tents our physical body, which is our house, is torn down through death. We have a building from God, a house made, not made with hands, oh hallelujah, eternal in the heavens. For indeed, in this house, we groan, longing to be clothed in our immortal, eternal, celestial dwelling. You know, that's part of our suffering, brothers and sisters, like Christ. It's being a born-again believer and longing for our new life. But we have to be humble and serve here, just like the Lord did, to follow in his steps so others can come to know him, that we can show what God has done in our lives and that others would want to join us. For indeed, in this house we have grown longing to be clothed of our immortal, eternal, celestial dwelling. And I don't see any believer that shouldn't be one to do this or want this to happen. So that by putting it on, we will not be found naked. While we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, often weighed down and oppressed. Not that we want to be unclothed, separated by death from the body, but to be clothed so that what is mortal, the body, will be swallowed up by the life after the resurrection. Oh, what a powerful, awesome, amazing day this is going to be. It's going to shake this world to its core. The power of Almighty God raising up all his sons and daughters, glory to God, and say, world, you're not worthy of them anymore. Oh, praise his name. Now, he who has made and prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the what? The Holy Spirit. What for? A pledge, a guarantee, a down payment on the fulfillment of his promise. And you know as well as I do, God keeps his words and promises. Man doesn't, but God does. You have great hope, and you should have great peace because of his word. As the Holy Spirit reveals to you what you need for such a time as this. So then, being always filled with good courage and confident hope, and knowing that while we're at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, just in body, not in spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in us. But it will be totally complete. It will be totally fulfilled on the resurrection rapture day, the final day of redemption, for us who believe and trust Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sis, for that mighty word. Perfect timing. It should give us all comfort and peace, even when the world seems more and more darker and evil. But God, we can rise up now, brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus Christ to shine his light and truth. Amen? Amen, sis. Absent from the body and the presence of the Lord. Glory to God. Philippians 4, 6 through 13 says, let me get a drink and give you some more of God's mighty word and the Holy Spirit, the meat that we need to grow and mature and understand how much we depend upon him. Verse 6, do not be anxious or worried about anything. But in everything, every circumstance and situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, continue to make your specific requests known to God. And the peace of God, that peace which reassures the heart, that peace which transcends all understanding, that peace which stands guard over your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus, what? It's yours. It's yours from your God and Savior. Hallelujah. finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and good repute or report, if there's any excellence, if there's any worthy of praise, think continually on these things. Center your mind on them and implant them in your heart. The things which you have learned and received and heard and seen, Paul says, in me, but in the Holy Spirit, and as we as believers and leaders and whatever, yes. Practice these things in daily life. And the God who is the source of peace and well-being will be with you. Rejoice greatly in the Lord that now at last you have renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned about me before, but you had no opportunity to show it. Not that I speak from my any personal need, for I have learned to be content and self-sufficient through Christ, satisfied to the point where I am not disturbed or uneasy, regardless of my circumstances. I know how to get along and live humbly in difficult times. And I also know how to enjoy the abundance and life in prosperity. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing life, whether well fed or going hungry, whether having abundance or being in need. I can do all things which he has called me to do through him who strengthens, empowers me to fulfill his purpose. I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. There's the key. As he says, the secret of facing life, the life here in this world. I am self-sufficient, not in myself, not in religion, not in government, not in anything, but in Christ's sufficiency. Hallelujah. And the chapter goes on later. Philippians 4:19 says, my God will supply all my needs in Christ Jesus. Amen? And Christ has covered it all. There's nothing that has not been covered in the needs we need. Thank you, Jesus. I pray we all understand that we can rise up and stand for Jesus Christ for such a time as we live now in his name and spirit. Amen? 1 Timothy 1, verse 4. Nor to pay attention to legends, fables, myths, and endless genealogy, which gives us rise to useless speculation, meaningless arguments, rather than advancing God's program of instruction, which is grounded in faith and requires surrendering the entire self to God and absolute trust and confidence. So, brothers and sisters, let us be alert and discerning to this because it is happening so very much. Amen? Rather than man's way and the world's ways, power and influence by Satan, we are to advance God's will and purpose, God's program and instruction to help us rise up, be grounded and firm in our faith. Amen? being totally humble, surrendering our entire self to God in absolute trust and confidence in him. Amen. 1 Peter 2:3-5. Oh, praise the Lord. If in fact you have already tasted the goodness and gracious kindness of the Lord, come to him, the risen Lord, as to the living stone, which men rejected and threw away, by which is choice and precious in the sight of God. You believers, like living stone, are being built up into a spiritual house for a holy and dedicated priesthood to offer spiritual sacrifices that are acceptable and pleasing to God through Jesus Christ. Not ourselves, but Christ in us by the mighty Holy Spirit. Remember what Jesus told the religious leaders of his time and saying the same to them in our time? Let's look. Glory to the Lord here. Glory to the Lord. Understand who you are. Luke 19:36-40, praise his name. As he rode along, people were spreading their coats on the road as an act of homage before a king. As soon as he was approaching Jerusalem near the descent of the Mount of Olives, the entire multitude of the disciples, all those who were or claimed to be his followers, began praising God, adoring him enthusiastically, joyfully, with loud voices for all the miracles and works and power they had seen, shouting, blessed, celebrated, and praised is a king who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory and majesty and splendor in the highest heaven. Some of the Pharisees, oh, that old religious crowd, oh, those ones caught up in themselves and their dead bones and religion, the ways of men, some of the Pharisees of the crowd said to him, teacher, rebuke your disciples for shouting these messianic praises. And what did Jesus say? Jesus replied, I tell you, if these people keep silent, the stones will cry out. Brothers, sisters, you are the living stones of God that are crying out and fulfill what Christ has said. Hallelujah. There's a song here that says it best. Listen to this and understand this is where we need to be. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. The song is called Stone. Listen to it and understand who you are in Christ. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Glory. Oh, yes, Lord, that we are your living stone. Lord of God, you are the rock.
Standing with my hands held high. Survivor will never sing my song.
Amen. Amen.
Find me in the desert. Holding on to the moon before I am. The death will never sing my song.
No.
For the death will never sing my song.
Hallelujah. I will praise you. I will praise you. Let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rocks cry out. I will praise you. Inside me. won't let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rocks cry out. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
High upon the wind, I will praise you forever.
My song, I will praise you. I will praise you. I won't let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. I will praise you. Won't let the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes. 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 Amen. Yes. Amen. That's right. Amen. Yes. So true. Amen. Yes, Lord. I will praise you. I will praise you. I won't let the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. I will praise you. Something in me has to let the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. We'll praise you. I will praise you. Something inside of the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. We'll praise you. Something inside of the mountains. I will brave the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're the living rock. We're the living stone. And we praise and honor the Lord. Glory to God. That God has raised us up. Praise his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you. I will praise you. I won't let the rocks cry out. Let the rocks cry out. I will praise you. Since I has to. Won't let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rocks cry out. We'll praise you. I will praise you. I won't let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rocks cry out. We'll praise you. Just as I have to. I won't let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rocks cry out. Praise you. We'll praise you. Let the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. I will praise you. Something inside us has to. I won't let the rock cry out. I won't let the rock cry out. Amen. Glory to God. Yes. We praise and honor the Lord. Hallelujah. Of who he's made us, what he's doing in our lives. Glory to his name. if it has to. I won't let the rocks cry out. I won't let the rocks cry out. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Praise God.
That we will cry out, not the locks cry out, but is it happening? Because people are not praising the Lord over the world. We got mountains shaking and rattling. We got volcanoes going off. It talks about in Psalms, as he walks, the mountains melt. The earth is rocking and rolling and groaning, crying out, praising God that created them. We, as he was the living stone that was rejected, that we have received him, and that we are living stones, we worship and praise him, for he is worthy. Isn't that exciting to know? That has been fulfilled. Just like Christ said, I can raise up. Stones will cry out and pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Rejoice, brothers and sisters in Christ. This has been fulfilled. You are the living stones that cry out in praise to him forever. Amen. Praise the Lord God, our Savior and King Jesus. Glory to God in the highest, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Rise up, sons and daughters of God, and praise him as you live and breathe forever. Amen. Hallelujah. So how so exciting and amazing what the Holy Spirit reveals to us. Amen. Well, praise God. This should help us rise up in Jesus Christ for such a time as this, that we should and can rise up as we live, excuse me, and breathe, and truthfully have been commanded to do so. Oh, yes, Lord. Amen? To rise up and not slumber or sleep, but to be humble servants who rises each and every day to serve and honor the Lord Jesus. To rise up for truth and righteousness by his word, empowered by the Holy Spirit who is with us. Now to help us rise up now. And when we are transformed at the day of redemption, the resurrection, rapture. Amen. I finished this message of encouragement. Be doing what we have been commanded to do, to rise up and trust the Lord Jesus and not fallen man. Amen? To be longing and hoping for his glorious return for us, to take us to our true home. Amen? It baffles me that anyone who is a born-again believer is not excited about serving the Lord Jesus in truth, and looking and watching for his coming by all we see happening in the world and the prophetic coming to pass. How can you not rise up and serve and praise him and watch for his coming for each and every day? I would check yourself if you're not. Amen. So I finish this powerful word and message with these two verses. Thank you, Jesus. Isaiah 60, verse 1. Arise, spiritual depression to a new life. Shine, be radiant with the glory and brilliance of the Lord. For the light has come, and the glory and brilliance of the Lord has risen upon you. And that's what's going to happen. As a resurrection rapture, that you will be bright and radiant with the glory and the brilliance of the Lord for the light has come, and the glory of the Prince has risen upon you, and you will rise up, glory to God. Yes, I pray, Father, that you help us to do this each and every day. In Jesus' name, amen. Jude 1, verse 20. But you, beloved, build yourself up on the foundation of the most holy faith. Continually progress. Rise like an edifice higher and higher. Pray in the Holy Spirit. As we finish, I was wondering about this word edifice. Let's look. The definition of edifice, a building, especially one of large size, an imposing appearance, any large complex system or organization, the body of Christ, all born-again believers will rise higher and higher. The church and bride will fly away to our Savior and King Jesus forever. Amen. Glory to his name. Glory to his name. Rise up. Rise up. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen.
In the dark and all alone, growing comfortable. Are you too scared to move and walk out of this tomb? Buried underneath the lies that you believe, safe and sound and stuck in the ground, you lost to be found. You just asleep. And it's time to rise up. Take a breath and you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out of the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new. The power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out of the grave like Lazarus? Rise up. Rise up. Rise up out from the grave like Lazarus. He said your name. The thing that filled your veins was more than blood in kind of love that washes sin away. And the door is open wide and the stone's been rolled aside. The old is gone. The light has been. So come on and rise up. Take a breath, you're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? You're brand new. The power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? Rise up, rise up, rise up. Out from the grave like Lazarus, to walk of the dark. He's given us new restraint in heart. Oh, he's calling us to walk out of the dark. Hallelujah. He's given us new resurrected heart. Come on and rise up. Take a breath. You're alive now. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus, brand new? The power of death couldn't hold you. Can't you hear the voice of Jesus calling us out from the grave like Lazarus? Rise up. He's calling you out. No, rise up. Hallelujah. Rise up, rise up, rise up. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. That's what the Lord's doing. That's what he's saying. He's time to rise up, brothers and sisters.
Hallelujah. You're not in the grave no more. You ain't got bed, you ain't got wrapped in burial cloth anymore. You have new life in Christ. Resurrected heart. That means living, born again, eternal life is in you. It'll be there forever. Now that's the truth. Hallelujah. One of the nearsighted says that this stunning, look, what does it say? I think I put it down already. Let me get it back. I want to show that one part and what we're dealing with these days. Oh, here it is. All right. Hang on. I thought this was very powerful in the times we live. Find it here. When he said your name, the thing that filled your veins was more than blood. And anything dealing with the blood or the flesh, it's the kind of love that washes sin away. Amen? Understand that. The Lord wants you to understand that and know that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen? Continue to honor and worship him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You know who your God is? God, you are. Very powerful song that's heard. The Lord wants you to hear. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God.
When I was young, you called my name. I tried to run, but you came. And you stepped into the dark. Because that's the kind of God you are. Amen. When heaven seems beyond my reach, you still see eternity in me. You're turning ashes into art. Because that's the kind of God you are. It's in the empty tomb. It's on the rugged cross. Your death-defying love. It's written in your scars. You'll never quit on me. You always hold my heart. Because that's the kind of God you are. You gave me freedom from my sin. You told me I can start again. All the hurt is dead and gone. Now your sons and daughters done. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound. We once were lost, but now we're found. Forever you hold us in your hand. Because that's the kind of God you are. Amen. Oh, it's in the empty tomb. It's on the rugged cross. Your death-defying love. It's written in your scars. You'll never quit on me. You'll always hold my heart. Because that's the kind of God you are. Amen. Holy, holy. Holy, high and set upon, you are holy, holy, holy God. That's who you are. You are holy, 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 high and set upon. Holy, holy, holy God, that's who and who.
soon. It's on the rugged cross, your death-defying love. It's written in your scars, you'll never quit on me. You always hold my heart, because that's the kind of God you are. Hallelujah. Send the empty tomb. It's on the rugged cross, your death-defying love. It's written in your scars, you'll never quit on me. You always hold my heart, because that's the kind of God you are. Amen. Hallelujah. I was young, you called my name. I tried to run, but you still came. And you stepped into the dark, because that's the kind of God you are. Amen. He really is. He is that wonderful God, loving Father. Understand, it's about a relationship. It's about a relationship of a father who loves you so much that he'll never leave you or forsake you, that you're always his, that you were bought by the blood of Christ, a relationship that you're in the hands of Christ, in the hands of the Father. Who can pluck you out? He's with us. He's with us through thick and thin. He's with us with everything we face. When you're hurting, when you're fearful, or you don't understand what's going on, because what Christ has done, you can run to your Father. You can be in his presence because you are his child. And he loves you very much. Amen. So run to the Father. Run to the Father. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Glory. Know how much the Father loves you and that he would not want to cast you out. Thank you, Lord. Oh, that we know who we are in Christ. I've carried a burden for too long on my own. I wasn't created to bear it alone. No, we weren't. I heard your invitation to let it all go. Yeah, I see it now. I'm laying it down. And I know that I need you. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to waste. My heart needs a surgeon. My soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. Amen. You saw my condition. Had a plan from the start. Yes, he did. Your son for redemption. Your price for my heart. I don't have a context for that kind of love. I don't understand. I can't comprehend. All I know is that I need you. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding. no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Whoa, oh, again and again and again and again. Whoa, 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 oh, oh, heart has been in your long before my first breath, running into your arms is running to life from death. And I feel that rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out just as I am. You pull me in, and I know I need you now. Heart has been in your sight long before my first breath. Running into your arms is running to life from death. And I feel this rust in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. Just as I am, you pull me in. And I know I need you now. To the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Again and again and again and again. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Again and again. Hallelujah. Glory. No, your loving Father, he don't want to hit you over the head with a hammer. He wants to comfort you and love you. He does not want to cast you out and leave you behind. He wants you to come home. Trust the Lord. Believe your Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. Oh, hear him speak to you, brother, sister. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Yes, he has. Yes. He still loves us. Heart has been in your sight long before my first breath. Sing it. Into life from death. Life from death. I feel this rush deep in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. Just as I am, you pull me in. And I know I need you now. My heart has been in your sight long before my first breath. Running into your arms is right.
morning to life from death. And I feel this rusty in my chest. Your mercy is calling out. Just as I am, you pull me in. Cause I know I need you now. I run to the Father, fall into grace. I'm done with the hiding, no reason to wait. My heart found a surgeon, my soul found a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Fall into grace, I'm done with the hiding. No reason to wait. And my heart found the surgeon, my soul found the friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again and again. Oh, 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 oh. Again and again and again. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, 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 again and again. Amen. I mean, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. That's right, sis. This should be all part of our hearts. Should be crying out like you. I want to go home. I ask the Lord every day, want to go home. That should be rising up in every born-again believer. That this is what we want. And we don't want this world anymore, the things of it. We want Jesus. Why do you think this is rising up in this? Why do you think it's starting to be this way? And you feel that sense of, like it said, that rising up in our chest. Because it's the Holy Spirit saying, get ready. Get ready. I'm coming. Hallelujah. I'm coming. You're getting ready to rise. Begin to rise up to Jesus. Hallelujah. You'll be changed in the instant, in a twinkling of an eye. And the glory of God will shine forth from you. That you will have new body. You have the robes of righteousness, the garments of salvation, bright and shiny. Hallelujah. Like our glorious Savior, our glorious King. Hallelujah. Jesus. You will be like him, brothers and sisters. You are joint heirs with him. He makes us who we are. Did you hear in that song that he says, I come as I am. And God still loves us. Because when he looks at you, he doesn't see your mortal flesh and your mistakes and sin. He sees Jesus and the blood. Understand that. You have been changed. It has happened. In God's eyes, it's complete. We need to get God's perspective of who we are and quit listening to man, what they say. But what God says is what matters. Oh, I pray you know that and understand that. That we will rise, that we rise for Jesus now as we live, but we will rise up to Jesus. As he calls us home. Because we are his. And he's not going to leave not one of his child, not one of his children here. Your destiny is heaven. Not this world and not the tribulation. You have not been appointed to wrath if you are a born-again believer. Understand the truth of his word. I pray you do. And the Lord wants you to know that as you heard it read from his word, you saw it yourself, apply it to your life and believe him. Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord wants you to know that. Glory to God tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. One more song, and I know sis loves this song, and I do believe this song is for now, for such a time as we had Waymaker for 2020. This song, I believe, is for this year. Spirit, lead me. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, sis, it is. It is in his word. And that's what we need to be focused on. And know the truth. Glory.
This is my worship. This is my offering.
Amen.
In every moment, I withhold nothing. I'm learning to trust you, even when I can't see it. And even in suffering, I have to believe it. If you say it's wrong, I say no. If you say believe, I'm letting go. If you say it with me, I'll be you. And when you say that you're falling in, if you say it with me, I will win. If you say you want to stop, we'll obey. I don't want to follow my own way. I'm not even feeling. Spirit, lead me.
Amen. Not based on our feelings. Spirit, lead us. Hallelujah. Amen. But once I could grasp it, amen, sis, he took me further, further than I was asking, and simply to see you, it's worth it all. My life is an altar. Let your fire fall. Amen. If you say it's wrong, then I say no. If you say released, I'm letting go. If you're in with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. If you say to trust, I will obey. Teach me how to follow in your way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Hallelujah. Amen. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory. Oh, we need him. Oh, yes, Holy Spirit. Help us. Hallelujah. The Spirit, lead me. Yes. Glory. When all hope is gone, and your word is all I've got, I have to believe you still bring water from the rock to satisfy my thirst, to love me at my worst. He does! Even when I don't remember, you remind me of my worth. Amen! I don't trust my way. I'm trading in my fault. I lay down every cause. You're all that I want. I've landed on my knees. This cup you have for me. And even when I don't make sense, I'm going to let the Spirit lead. Hallelujah. Yes. I'm going to let the Spirit lead. Glory! I'm gonna let the Spirit lead. Let the Spirit lead. Spirit, lead me. Yes! Amen. Holy Spirit. Spirit, lead me. If I say it's wrong, then I'll say no. If you say release, I'm letting go. If you're in it with me, I'll begin. And when you say to jump, I'm diving in. If you say be still, then I will wait. And if you say to trust, I will obey. You're the only truth, the life, the way. I'm done chasing feelings. Spirit, lead me. Yeah! Yeah! Spirit, lead me. Amen. Spirit, lead me. Spirit, lead me. Amen. We trust you. I'm going to trust you. Spirit, lead me. Oh, yeah. Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. So that's where we're at. And that's how we got to be led and guided by the Holy Spirit. There is no other way. It's God's way. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. I know y'all, some of you have had problems being able to stay in here. I pray that God makes a way for Sister Erica to stay in here. She wants to be here. Praise God. I really believe she does. We pray you make a way, Lord Jesus. All right, brothers and sisters. Glory to God in his presence as the Spirit leads. Share the prayer request. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Prayer request, and I'll ask here of ones that we know about and some new ones. Amen. Pray for Kyle, my cousin, for healing of his eyes, cataract. In the name of Jesus. Amen. And that his spiritual eyes will be open, and that he'll turn from a lifestyle to a godly lifestyle. Amen. Pray for, we continue, we ask Sis Jeanette, we're praying for you and your daughter. Do we need to keep praying and believing that God's going to reconcile you and her? Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Pray for Brother Andrew and his family. He's not here tonight, but they're facing tremendous things. But I know the Lord is with them for guidance and protection and favor. Amen, sis. We'll keep praying. Pray for Brother Elby and his family. Brother Benjamin shared. I don't know everything about it, but we need to pray for Brother Elby and for all that serve here at the Lord's Hour. Sis Carla, Sis Estrella, Brother Benjamin, Sis Jeanette, and I ask for me too. Pray for my cousin. Okay, I wrote that down twice. Okay. Pray for Nolan. He is a grandson of my wife's dear friend and sister in Christ, Don. And we pray for healing, that he has like a cold and stomach virus type things. We pray that he's healed in the name of Jesus. And her other grandson, Lord have mercy, was going to have an ear procedure, but we're praying that God touches and heals his ear. Pray for one of the clients from Sis Brenda's The Rock House, Sis, for Paula Marshall. She fell and hit her head. Amen. She fell and hit her head and taken to the hospital. We pray for healing for her. As I said earlier at the start, pray for our persecuted brothers and sisters. We're supposed to do that November 7th. Pray for all our persecuted brothers and sisters, all that are facing persecution in prison, as it says in Hebrews. I would ask you for prayer tomorrow from the little church that we're involved in. Sis Brenda is hosting a ladies' brunch tomorrow, and I pray that the Lord would bring the ones that would come, that need bring them here, and they would have, you know, good fellowship and time together with the Lord. Sis Brenda, pray for that. Hallelujah. Anybody else have any other prayer requests? So we get ready to pray and thank the Lord and thank God for each one of you. Any other prayer requests tonight? We're here to pray because we know and we have faith and confidence in our Lord that he's able and that he does answer prayers and that he does save and he does deliver and he does heal, that he provides, that he watch over and protect. He does everything, and we depend upon him, and this is what he's asked us to do. Pray, believe, and watch the salvation of the Lord. Watch him move in your life. Oh, hallelujah. And become a testimony for Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Every day as we live and breathe. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes. Any other prayer requests before we go to the Lord in prayer? Thank you, Jesus. I would say yes and ask for prayer for me, that I've been called to be the intercessor in prayer for the church, and that my phone number was put on a schedule or, I mean, a monthly calendar, you know, and I just pray that the Lord would use me and that I would pray and that people will call. I'm new there, so it's, you know, you got to learn, I guess, to trust, and I pray that God will send people, and then I'll pray for them. And we do pray for our brothers and sisters, and the Lord is moving in our church. He's doing things. This little church is so exciting to be in a place that we focus on the Word of God, fellowship, and led by the Holy Spirit. You don't see that in a lot of places these days, but there is still some places out there. Hallelujah. So we'll pray for that. I would ask your prayer for that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any other prayers? I need to go ahead and pray because Sister Jeanette needs time for her. A song that God put on her heart by what the trial and the test she's going through. And understand all the different things we're all going through, especially in relationships with our children and grandchildren, with our family. Could be spouses, it could be friends, in such a way of separation, who's going to stand for the Lord? God have mercy, who's not? And how these things have happened, as the enemy, he comes to divide, and the Lord comes to reconcile. Amen? All right, praise God. Praise the Lord. Glory to the Lord. We'll go to the Lord in prayer. Thank God for this tremendous message and what the Holy Spirit is saying to us and the truth of his word. Praise God. Father, we humble ourselves and come before you in the name of Jesus, that we come to lift up these prayers, each one, each individual, and whatever they're going through, and for as a whole, the whole body of Christ. Lord God, we thank you for what you have called us to do and has commanded us, and that the only way we're able is because of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, who motivates us and guides us and teaches us. He even makes us rise up and get excited and praise and understand what love you have for us, that we could be called sons and daughters of God, and that your arms are wide open and that we run to you, Father. We're grateful. Father, we pray for Sis Jeanette and for her daughter. Lord God, we pray that you would intervene. Lord God, that you would soften her daughter's heart, Kim, that understand that her mother's, Sis Jeanette, loves her very much, and that she needs to understand that you love her very much too, Lord. And that she needs to draw closer to you and trust you and not man in the ways of men. We pray that you protect her from anything of this jab or anything, Lord, and that you're able. You're able to protect and heal and deliver and save. Lord, you're greater. Your power is greater than anything of the enemy or any of the enemy devices. I pray you would touch her and bring reconciliation. That's what you have brought, the spirit of reconciliation, through what your son did at the cross. We're very grateful. We pray you would intervene, Lord. You know them. You know their hearts. And I know they love each other. And don't let these things divide them, but bring them together and reconcile, I pray, Lord. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. And we know you're able, Lord. Lord God, we pray for Brother Andrew, his wife and family, and what they're facing in this perennial type thing in New Zealand. But you're greater than anything, even of the evil leaders led by the fallen one and his agenda. But you're greater. And I know that Brother Andrew trusts you, his family, and to see the salvation of the Lord in their life, and that you will guide them, and you will show them favor and protection. Lord, that you will help them in the case they're dealing with, and that you would intervene in the name of Jesus. But Lord, you would give him the right word, as it is said, when you come before magistrate or leaders or government or whatever, by the Holy Spirit. We know that you will. We miss our brother, but bless him and his family where they're at, and watch over and protect them, and know that we're praying for them, and we know they're praying for us, because we're all in this together. We're family. We're all the family of God, and this is upon our hearts to know who we are in Christ and to be like him more and more, Father. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Protect them supernaturally in Jesus' mighty name. Lord God, we pray for Brother Elby. We pray for his family, Elisa and his son, his daughter. We pray you watch over and protect them. I know there was one very strong storm coming that way. Watch over and protect them. I pray you refresh him and strengthen him. I pray you give him wisdom and guidance. I pray that you would lead him by the Holy Spirit, Lord, and understand that we all have to trust you and look to you, Lord, in this time. We pray for Sis Estrella and Sis Carla and Brother Benjamin and Sis Jeanette and me and Sis Brenda. We all need you, Lord, that you have called us for such a time as this to raise the truth and understand how much love you have for us, Father, and that you'll never leave us or forsake us, Lord, and that you're sending your son here to come and take us home. Father God, we just pray, let him be refreshed and strengthened and rest this day and enjoy time with his family. Lord God, I pray for my cousin. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would heal his cataract. Understand it's by the power of the living God that he would be healed. Understand he needs to trust you and turn his life towards you and not the lifestyle that he's lived. But look to you, Lord, and understand he needs you very much. In your mighty name, Lord Jesus. Father God, we pray for Nolan. He was sick. I pray that you would touch him and heal him. I pray he would be a light and a witness to the doctors and nurses and his family and his parents. We pray for Avery, Lord, that you would heal his ears in the name of Jesus and understand God is able. And I pray that they would have the faith and believe and healing would come to this little boy too, both of them, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for Paula Marshall, the one that fell and hit her head. I pray you would touch her and heal her and lift her up, Lord, and comfort her and give her peace. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Lord God, we pray for the persecuted, our brothers and sisters in Christ. We pray with them, Lord, that we feel and understand their suffering and understand that they even go through all this. They pray for us. Makes us humble. Understand our brothers and sisters in China and North Korea and the Middle East are praying for us as all that they face. They pray for us, that we would pray for them to watch over and protect them and guide them. Protect them. I know they're close to you in this time, Lord. I know that you're with them. You're with them for whatever they go through. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for our brothers and sisters. Oh, glory to God. In the times we live, that we all face what you said we would face. Lord God, we pray for the ladies' brunch tomorrow from the church. We pray that you would give guidance and wisdom and guidance of Sis Brenda and the pastor's wife, Michelle, and whoever else comes, that they would come together, enjoy fellowship, and study God's word, and hear what the Lord is saying to them as women of God. We're very grateful, Father, and pray that they will enjoy time together with you, with them. Lord, I pray that, and thank you for tonight. Thank you for the truth of your word and the songs that has shown us who you really are, that we understand to trust and believe in you, Lord, more than anything what men say. It's what you say, Lord, that matters. Matters for each one of us. Every one of your created children, and especially you, I mean us, Lord, your sons and daughters that are born again and born again believers in your son, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. How can we ever not thank you and forget of what love you have shown us? Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, praise God, brothers and sisters, and all of God's people say amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for each one of you. Thank you for the truth of God's word tonight, right? In the fellowship and together, and let Sister Jeanette come and finish up with this beautiful song that God's put on her heart. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, sis. Amen. Amen, sis.
Thank you. Amen. This is an old song in my hymn book
okay.
The Lord has given me. Okay.
There's a lot of those that are very beautiful and very heart. I mean, they pour out.
Yes.
Amen.
Truly anointed song.
Yeah. All right, sis. You go ahead.
Be still my soul, Lord, he's on your side. Bear patiently the cross of grief or pain. Commit to thy God to order and provide. In every change, he faithful will remain. Be still my soul, by this thy heavenly friend. Through thorny ways, leads to our joyful end. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen, sis. Amen. Praise God. And the times we're living, boy, we need him so much. And he's with us. And it's so awesome to know that, isn't it?
Amen. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
We run to him. The name of Yahweh is a strong tower. The righteous
Amen.
Run to it and are safe. Proverbs 18:10.
Yeah. We are, sis, and it seemed like it's increasing of knowing who he is and what really kind of love he has for us and how much we depend upon him, and that we weren't made to face this life alone, that we can't handle it. We need him.
We desperately need
our
Lord.
Amen.
And,
amen.
And we feel his love for us, his presence.
Amen. Well, bless you, sister. Thank you. Thank you for serving the Lord and that we could come together and enjoy this evening and everybody else. And I pray that you have a great weekend. And
you too, our brothers.
And our prayers.
I love all my brothers and sisters in the chat rooms. And
Amen.
Shalom, all brother. And I love you, brother. And Sister Brenda.
We love you.
Glory. Hallelujah.
Amen. Shalom. Goodbye,
Amen.
Sis.
Shalom and goodbye.
Hallelujah. And to you, each one, I say shalom and goodbye. Praise God for each one of you. And glory all to the Lord. And we're very grateful. Amen. Shalom and good night. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.